Father, in Jesus' name, we're just in awe. In awe. That's it. Your love so perfect. Oh, what you provide, just so abundant. And Lord, it hits exactly on the mark. Oh God, you've burned it into our hearts. Lord, this is what we long for. Oh God, this is what we're alive for. Oh, and thank you that we know his voice. We know it. And we're listening to him. Oh God, the Spirit speaks so clearly. He's coming. He's coming. Oh, he's coming. And Lord, thank you again that we have that ear that's in tune. We have a heart that's abundant for it. And Lord, it's you that has provided. You've done it all, your purpose, your provision. God, the power that you have given us. Yes, you have not withheld a thing. Lord, here we are today. And all we can say is, just give us more. More grace and more grace. But that's what you do. Help us to just be in that mind, the mind of Christ. Take these things today by your Holy Spirit and show them unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother Bob, I have to tell you something. I'm glad we were together as the Lord gave you that song and gave this sermon to us here to hear, because I know where I was, and I know you know where you were, and we were touching wings right over that mercy seat there in the Holy of Holies. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7. This is just to continue on of what we just heard. Praise the Lord. Oh, come, Jesus. That's Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7. We're moving through the Word of God today. So if you don't have your Bible, snuggle up by somebody that does. It says here, yea, the stork in the heaven knows her appointed times. And the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, think of this. Even the animals, they know what's coming. They do. The birds, they migrate back and forth in the fall and the spring. It's funny, I love it. Polly feeds them well. But those squirrels, as long as they don't get in my roof, they're okay. And they're okay. Rats with tails, but that's another story. They're cute. But those squirrels, they're out there late in the fall. And you know what they're doing? All that food that's set out there for them, the nuts and the seeds and all, they're grabbing it. They stick it in their cheeks, and they go out and dig. And they're preparing. They know what's coming. And God's shown them what's coming. I don't know how many of you caught it, but there was that little blurb about that hawk and how incredible that was. There's a hawk that migrates from Africa, southern Africa, all the way up to Finland. Two times a year. Goes up in the fall and back in the spring. 6,000 miles each way. They put a GPS tracker on that thing, and I'm telling you, that line was perfectly straight. Exact. Every single time, there and back, it never deviated. God put that in that creation. But yet here we got the word of the prophet. And what we've come to here is, this is the chastening of Israel. These animals, they understand the times, the birds do. But your judgment, it says, your judgment's coming. And you know what? You choose to be ignorant to it, and you choose to ignore it. The word of the Lord says in this same chapter, it says, you know, you are circumcised outwardly. So you're outwardly circumcised, but your heart, you're uncircumcised. Brothers and sisters, I want us to take this to us this morning. We say we're Christians. Praise the Lord. We're saved by the blood of the Lamb. That's how you're a Christian. Even some here filled with the Holy Ghost. And praise the Lord, you come into this place by the grace of God. You're attending a bridal teaching meeting. Oh, amen. Now, but are we occupied? I mean, really, really occupied with what's upon us? When you leave this place, what's your dialogue in your home during the week? More importantly, where's your heart at during the day? Brothers and sisters, the coming of the Lord, it's so near. And I'm so thankful to God. He lets us know we are in season. We're in season. It's on us. Hallelujah. And the question is the affections of my heart, are they set upon loving the appearing, and this is the appearing, of our precious bridegroom in the air? So you have a lot of different ones coming up today, and I'm sure there is some sincerity there, but it's so sad. I think it's mainly gain because the Bible tells me so. Ministers trying to tell you, scare you about the coming of the Lord. This isn't something to be afraid of. This appearing that we're talking about here is the appearing of the bridegroom. I've never seen a bride coming down here afraid of that man she was marrying. I see joy. I see eyes that are just in love. They want to get down here as quick as possible. As I told you, there was one that even ran. I'm sure they didn't even get a picture of her because she could run fast. But that picture's in my heart, and I want to have that in my heart for Jesus. But see, brothers and sisters, do we love the appearing of the bridegroom? Because the word of God reveals to us his coming is near. And we need to be like these birds that prepare, that lay it away, that are ready. We need to be like the wise men. Remember the wise men? They knew that time was coming. God had put that in their heart. They knew the word of the Lord, that the Son of God would be born. And then the Lord gave them a sign. That wonderful star that he put up there, and praise the Lord. You know what happened? They moved. They moved to it. It was their complete desire. It didn't matter what they had. It didn't matter their possessions. It didn't matter anything. I want to see the appearing of the Lord. That's it. Now, let's go on over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, here, and the Lord's so good to us, here are our signs. Not just one, but signs. In 2 Timothy 3, here is the lights flashing red, if you will. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, let's begin reading verse 1. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Now really pay attention to this. "For men," mankind, "shall be lovers of their own selves." How many selfies can we take? Huh? Come on. Oh, get your head back up. It's okay. And it doesn't just stop there. Covetous. Come on, you know it. We're in the most covetous time there's ever been. I need, I've got to have. It didn't matter if I had it or not. You got it, I should have it too. That's the whole deal. Boasters. You ready to turn off your TV? Proud. Blasphemers. Think what they're, again, so against the truth. And I'm not talking outside of the, I'm not talking just the world here. I'm talking about the good old USA. Let's just be blunt. Disobedient to parents. But yet we're in a time, parents have to be very careful how they correct their children. But don't drift from the word of God. When you correct, it's always in love. But I will tell you, saints, if you spare the rod, you will spoil your child. This new day, this new realm that we correct children in, that all of this expressing and all of these different things, this is why we have what we have. This is why we have such chaos. This is why we have children, and I will tell you this, and it's sad, killing children. children killing adults out of control. Now, let's get back to it. Disobedient to parents, unthankful. We truly are in the most thankless time we've ever been. Unholy, without natural affection. I'm surprised none of you are even looking over here. I'd just be doing this. What do you think? Huh? Come on. Come on. This is why this is exciting. This is it. See, the Lord didn't say, you see these come to pass. Now, get out there and get all your weapons and get all the things that you need to do and let's just go and fight it. We got to change this. He doesn't say that at all. It's going to be. The evil of man will wax worse and worse. This word is true. God put us into this world not to be of it, but to show himself faithful that we aren't part of it. But this is where he's going to foster, and he's fostering, I'm telling you right now, the pearl of great price. And this is who, by the grace of God, I have the privilege to talk to today. And I thank God he's speaking to our hearts. Hallelujah. So it says here, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers. My goodness. Incontinent, that means that's just out of control. Out of control. Everything's out of control. You think there's anything in control? There is one thing. It's all in control in him. Come on. It's all right. You can be happy about this stuff. Fierce, despisers of those that are good. Mocking us here today. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness. Think of what the forms of godliness are now. And they truly do. They worship creation more than they worship the Creator. The form of godliness is the worship of this planet, the animals. There's lots of other things. But that's at the top of the list. You see where it's going. Because when they knew that he was God, they rejected him. They didn't give him glory, neither were they thankful. This word is either true, and I'll tell you what, it is, and there's no other alternative for it. So there you go. It is true. So, what do you think? Did you check off every one of them? Huh? Was there one of them that we haven't really, the Lord hasn't completely fulfilled? They're in full force right now, are they not? Amen, they are. So we thank God. Now I want you to go over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now here's the sign of God's people at this time. And it says it in just a little teeny blurb. That 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we'll just read a little bit of a verse. And it's verse 3. Here we go. This is God's people at the time of his coming. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. How watered down is the gospel getting? How much the abundance, and we're thankful for however Christ is preached, but brothers and sisters, it's getting to the bare minimum of milk. The bare minimum. The strong meat of the word of God that I thank the Lord by his grace, which is being preached here today. It's basically extinct. People don't want it. They're sown. Their lives are sown in the things of this life. And come on, let's be honest. Sown, and I'm telling you very deeply in what I have, my esteem, material stuff, politics. We've got an election coming up. Are you just totally absorbed in that? You're not from here. You're not. You gotta get it. And I'll tell you this, if you don't get that right now, you're miserable. oh, you might be happy here in Brother Jesse right now, and maybe you're not happy here in Brother Jesse right now. But I'm telling you how it is. You get sewn up in this thing, you're going to be miserable. Because you're thinking that somehow your hope, your life, whatever you are, is part of this. It's not. We're aliens to this place. Did you hear me? You are an alien to this world. We're aliens here. I believe the word of God. You can tell me I'm a nut, fine. I'm happy in Jesus. We'll see how it all turns out. And I thank God I've already seen it. I call those things which be not as though they were, because it's the word of the Lord. And let me tell you something. That's beginning, Alpha. It was all done, all written. We're just living the wonderful manifestation of it, brothers and sisters. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. How you believing? How you believing? Come on. There's a flight out of here. Huh? Do you believe it's reserved in heaven for you? I loved hearing that with Brother Dean. I got a reservation. I got God's reservation. Amen. Come on. So, what do you think about Christianity today? It's a little sleepy, is it not? Come on. And but for the grace of God, we'd be right there. Right there. Know it. The falling away is abundant. Let's go on over to 2 Peter chapter 3. Isn't the word of God just glorious? Just preach the word. Preach the word. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 3. Peter is encouraged of the Lord to say it this way. Let's start reading from verse 1. That's 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Oh, amen. We're being stirred, aren't we? That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. You know, I'm old enough and I'm thankful I don't get on these different things, the TikToks and all of that kind of stuff. I can't even imagine how they attack our young people, our young people of faith. And I encourage our young people of faith, stay away from those things. The word of God says to be ignorant concerning that evil and to flee the very appearance of it. Now, I know that some of it is needful and different things that we have in our lives. I get that. I'm not trying to get you to live in a cave. You walk and you walk abundantly in the Lord. And I mean it. I'm proud of those two young men. Very proud of you. And all the wonderful children in this place. Let me tell you something. You're warriors. Amen. You're called of God. You're the good soldiers, praise God. And that's the truth. Oh, sometimes you may not think about that you are and all that. Well, Gideon had a problem with that too. God said, you're the man. He said, who, me? I'm the less of the least of this bunch. Nope, you're it. Get in here. Come on. It's like you wanted to sit on the bench. You ain't sitting. You're starring. But I can't. That's the guy I want. I'm going to do it now. Isn't that how he always works? That's you. That's me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank God I know I'm such a flop, but for God. And I mean that so sincerely. Thank you, Jesus. The mercy upon my life and the grace of God is so immense. That's why I can preach this with power and love shed abroad in our hearts today. Now, there's going to come scoffers. They're going to walk after their own lusts. That's in verse 3. And they're going to say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. I hear Christians talk like this. Don't let that be you. Oh, he hasn't come for so long. Nothing's changing. Nothing's changing. Well, know the word of God. You know how it's changing here? It's getting worse. Amen. Don't be ignorant and say, oh, we need a revival. We need a revival. You're, that's not truth. That's the enemy putting that into, I'm telling you, God's people, presenting it to them. And they'll go after it. If you're not hearing the truth, let me tell you something. You'll believe a lie. There is no revival here until that church is completely up. The 7 years tribulation has completely gone through. That wonderful finishing battle of Armageddon is done and finished. But never forget that Armageddon. It means the unveiling. And that started right at the beginning because that's the word revelations. And I'm going to tell you something. It's the unveiling of the bride that sets this whole thing off. This is what we know. And this is why all of this stuff happening, this gets me excited. I'm honing in. Not consumed by it, but thanking the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. All the fringe benefits of getting out of here. Think of that. It's all him, but the fringe benefits. The manifold blessings of God, huh? So let's get back into verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant. See, you got to be willingly ignorant to not know this and to believe the word of God. You choose it. Don't do that. By the word of the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. He's shown you with everything he's done. Whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. You know, Noah happened. And he lifted 8 of them right out of it. And it wasn't just all the unbelievers that perished. If you know the word of God, there were ones that knew the Lord that perished in that flood. Oh, yes, they were. But they didn't believe there was a flight out. But see, God knew that there would be 8 that would. And so God dealt with them and gave them some crazy thing to believe and do. It's never rained. And by the way, I'm going to flood the earth. So I want you to go build this giant ark, which is bigger than anything everybody's ever seen. And I want you to do it right there in the desert. And it's going to take about 100 years. So just stay at it. You know, the people are going to cheer you on. How many rocks were thrown at that guy? Now, is it harder to believe? I just want to ask you something now. What's a farther-fetched thing? The story of Noah and God telling him to build that ark, or the story of you. He says, I'm going to come for you. Amen. And you're my love, my dove, my fair one. And I'm going to enjoin you, praise God, to rule and to reign in the midst of my throne with me. And you're going to be glorified together with me. Now, which one's more immense? We know, don't we? Which one's harder for God? Neither. Which one doesn't the promise of God back up? Neither. How you believing? How you believing? It's all by faith, isn't it? You living. You say, well, I'm not living right. Is this heart living in Canaan now? Huh? Bob, I'm in the ark. When's he going to send the rain? It doesn't matter. It's coming. He's going to lift us out. This is ours. This is ours. So now listen here, verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of the one thing. Oh, one thing. That one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Isn't he sweet that he told us that? So Jesus hadn't even been gone 2 days. Now I know that feels like a long time, but 2 days I think we can handle. You see, the scoffers, the mockers. See, what he's telling you, what's time to me? I created time for this. I already knew it all. It was all in me. And even that bride, praise God, right in there in him before a star was ever set in heaven. whom he foreknew, he predestinated. It's so marvelous. So here we go. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Oh, see, he's not. As some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, the Lord wants everybody, doesn't he? See, he didn't just choose some and didn't choose others, but in his foreknowledge, he called and he chose. God knows what he's doing. And verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Amen? Amen. All right. I believe we're agreeing with the Lord. That's always a good thing. Now, let's go on over to the command from our sergeant of arms, the Apostle Paul, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Hear him, hear him, hear him, hear him. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know. He just told you, you know. He just told you, you know. Hallelujah. Come on. You know. And know what? Perfectly. You know completely. You know exactly. There's no wondering about this. You know this better than anything that's ever been known. Because he tells you, you know it completely. Because he put the heart that would know it completely in you, he gave you that new heart. Now, you know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Just heard that. And when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light. Isn't that beautiful? And the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. And in that verse right there, verse 5, that word child is actually son, and it's huios. He's telling you right there, saints, you're not an infant. You're a mature son of God. Even though it says children, it truly interprets huios. It's a mature son of God. And that's who you are. You're awake to this. You're alive to this. You know this perfectly. You're not a babe. And here is Paul. We're joining him. I love how he says this. He's not talking down to us. He's in part of us. Hallelujah. We're brethren. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Isn't that glorious? I believe it, and I believe in his love, and love is coming for me. Hallelujah, I know it, and I know it perfectly. Oh, hallelujah, you got to get excited about this. But you put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Every thought. Thank you, God. I know we got to function in this life. I know we've got to do things. Absolutely. But they don't matter. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And he's taken care of it. I don't need to worry about it. He's got it. The outcome's already there. Praise God, but allow me. By the grace of God, whatever I do heartily unto the Lord. He got me up this morning. I go at it. He put you in school. Go at it. Honor God. Giving you a good mind. Don't be slack. Don't be lazy. Go. But it all the time, oh Lord, thank you. I know this isn't my definition. This doesn't define me. It doesn't matter if you're abased or you're abounding. It doesn't matter if you've got it all or suffering need or whatever it is. You got the bridal message. You've got it, and you completely know this perfectly. See, I'm talking to ones, praise God, that the Apostle Paul said, this is us. Oh, turn it up, Lord. Thank you, God. Now, here we go. And this is what's so beautiful. What a hope of salvation we have, isn't it? It says, for God hath not appointed us. We don't have an appointment with wrath. And that word wrath, it's the tribulation. That is the same word. You put in there, tribulation. He has not appointed us to the tribulation. This brother was singing it and reading it, singing it. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation. Oh, man. You got to be flying now if you're going to fly then. But see, this is it. What he's done is to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, wait a second here. It's got to be something even beyond, because I know the moment I said I believe, I received salvation. Never to be taken away. So there's a salvation or a saving that we read right before that. We're not appointed to go into the tribulation. That's not your appointment. But what's the requirement? To be awake. To be alive for it. Amen? And see, that's 1 Thessalonians 4. See, there's going to be the trump of God. The archangel is going to call. And it says, and we know that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's who that is. It's the trump of God. And what's going to happen is the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And then it says, we that are alive and remain. Isn't that glorious? See, he puts two words in there really specifically. He says, we which are alive and remain. You would say, well, wait a second. Alive and remain, isn't that the same thing? Oh, no, it's not the same thing. They're two different things. See, the Lord's coming. Amen. And those that are alive, like the birds, like the squirrels, like the turtle, they know that time. And they perfectly know it. And that's where their whole heart's affection is set upon. Praise God. It's this message. And brothers and sisters, this is the beauty of it. As brother sang, see, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Because, praise God, you have kept this precious crown gospel. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And honey, I'm just telling you, this is what the word of God tells us. We perfectly know this. You know this. Don't doubt this. Don't argue with God. You don't get anywhere with that. Just thank him for his grace and his mercy and what he's done for you. You might even be here the first time, but I'm telling you, let the Lord speak this to you. His learning curve's so steep. Let me tell you something. Just be ready. You don't have time to get ready. You need to be ready. And isn't that beautiful how he tells you, you perfectly perfectly, perfectly, no. That we shouldn't be taken over in the night. No, no. Because we're of the day. And brothers and sisters, I thank God for this. The Word of God talks about five wise virgins. All right? Now, I want you to know this. That's speaking of part of the church, but not the bride. But you can still take the same encouragement, because it's the same Lord that's got to work that readiness in the bride as the 144,000, which is the five wise virgins. Say, brother, you're jumping all over the place. Have to, because that's where the Holy Ghost is going today. So buckle up and go. Okay? You just buckle up and go. What's he saying? Well, you know what he's saying. He says, you perfectly know. I'm going to leave that to God. So the beautiful thing about those five wise virgins, as opposed to the five foolish, it said they had oil in their lamps. They had the Holy Ghost, abundant, burning, ready, hallelujah. And they're coming in as guests. Isn't that beautiful? They come in as guests to the wedding feast. The wedding feast. Wedding's already happened. But see, here we are. Do you have the abundance of the Holy Ghost like that? Are you ready for your flight? Are you ready for your time? Oh, by the grace of God, and I'm telling you, we're not going to be guests there. By the grace of God, let me tell you something. It's the whole thing. It's everything about the unveiling. She descends having the glory of God. James 5:8, let's wrap this up. It says, be patient and establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh. Be patient. There's a lot of attack out there externally. There's a lot of attack internally. We know this, don't we? We know lots of things are going on. But be patient. What that means is strengthen your heart. Be resolute. Oh, I love this. In the one thing. We've heard a lot about a one thing today. One thing, one thing. This is one thing. Saints, and that's just it. Even though we could talk about all the signs, all the things that are going on in this life, and I appreciate the Lord telling us, yes, these things are going to come to pass. But the one thing, the resolute heart, that's the greatest sign there is. This is the one that knows. Not that the Lord is coming, but the Lord's coming for me. See, the bride isn't about a return. The bride is about a capture away. He's coming for me. Now, here's what I thank God for. Your heart's aching. Yes, it does. It calls out to the bridegroom often, almost constantly. I thank the Lord that we gather here today, and this is why I'm so thankful. We're not waning in this belief. We're accelerating. We're getting a little bit more excited because His grace brings that grace to set that fire off. The coming of the Lord by the grace of God, I believe it, is being strengthened around here more and more because His time is about now. And I thank God we realize this. As we grow in His love and the knowledge of it, we get it. Jesus, you can't wait. I mean that in a sweet way. Don't think I'm disagreeing with Him. But He loves. And I'll tell you, I know it. I know it. I know He's obedient in all things. But love and but God. I know He at least is glancing at the Father right now. Maybe not saying anything. Actually, he'd be looking this way. He's at the right hand. What's rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away mean to you? Rise up, my love, my fair one. Is that worth it all? I'll close with this verse, Revelation 22:20. He that testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. My brethren, I just say this. I thank you. Because you testify these things to me too. And I need it all the time. I thank the Lord that I'm so weak I need to come into this place. Not because I'm your pastor. But because I'm your brother in the Lord. This is us. This is us with Paul. And I'm so thankful you testify to me these things. And what it says to me all the time. Surely I come quickly. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, God. Father, we just come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you. You put that beat in our heart today. We're skipping. Oh, hallelujah. The young roe lovers. Hallelujah! God, we do. We see your son skipping through the field. Oh, Lord, thank you again that you took us on this ride. Lord, this joy unspeakable and full of glory camel train. And Lord, thank you for the Spirit that takes these things of Christ and shows them unto us. Thank you for what you tell us and remind us all the time. Oh, honey, don't worry. You perfectly know. You perfectly know. And I thank God we do. We believe you. We believe the Word of God. We thank you that you're greater. We thank you that you're able. We thank you that your promises are true, that they're yea and amen. And Lord, you've given us this faith to trust you, Jesus. You're the bridegroom. And hallelujah, you're going to call to us. And Lord, may it be today. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. In Jesus' name, thank you so much.